For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. As the United States experiences the largest outbreak of measles in 25 years, the issue elevates the debate over the effectiveness of vaccines, improved public awareness, and stronger public health measures. Dr. Rebecca Shadowin, an infectious disease specialist with the Medical Center in Bowling Green, joins us to shed light on the increasing threat of infectious disease and maintaining patient rights. Dr. Shadowin, there have been outbreaks reported in 6 states, cases reported in 23, including Kentucky, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports over 700 confirmed cases. So recently, the CDC recommended that people who are not sure what kind of vaccine they received maybe want to check with their doctors.
Yeah, we need to be sure that we're immune. If our communities can get immunized, we can stop the outbreak. That's been the history of measles since we developed the vaccine. Outbreaks have occurred, though not to this degree. Reimmunizing our population makes a huge difference in that.
So in particular, they're zeroing in on people who got the vaccine in the 60s.
Yeah, the measles hasn't really changed that much, but our immunity to it has. Although every time we see any kind of infection go through our population, it does get stronger to a degree. What we found with our initial vaccines was that one dose was not enough. So now we give 2 doses, and that cut our last epidemic away in the late 80s and early 90s. The big issue with that period of time as well is that we started requiring immunization before children started school. So we had 2 things that made a difference in controlling measles.
And measles in and of itself, according to the CDC, had nearly been eradicated in the United States in the year 2000. So why this curve? Outbreak.
Well, a lot of infectious disease has to do with our ability to move across the world. You know, the same laws and requirements are not present throughout the world that are in the United States. So the majority of them largely have been imported in from Europe and developing countries as well. So once you have a population that is not totally immunized, to those people who are anti-vaxxers, one of them gets measles, you have a 90% attack rate to anybody who's not immune. It's one of the most infectious disease and contagious diseases on the planet.
In your more than 30 years as an infectious disease specialist, would you say that you've seen the threat of infectious diseases increasing?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. And it parallels several things. The fact that we're a more global society and travel is more likely. But also our health is worse. As a population health issue, we're dealing with people who have uncontrolled diabetes and much overweight or inactive that aren't eating right, and our immune system is not being able to keep things at bay. Along with that, we have bacteria that are becoming resistant to antibiotics because of the overuse of antibiotics. Their exposure to them makes them get smarter on us, and we're having more invasive infections from those organisms. So infectious disease is the current big threat. Measles is much the same way. The anti-vaxxers, even in the United States, are saying, no, I'm not going to do it. And I think the issue is to ask a couple of questions. One is, if you could save the life of your child, would you? Since 1 in 1,000 children who get measles will die. The other is, if you cared about your community, would you help someone keep from dying or having a severe disease? Then vaccinating your child so they don't pass it to someone else is the smart thing to do.
What are your thoughts about how we can maintain public health while also respecting individual freedoms?
This is a very difficult line to walk for all of us. And I think when we start looking at the issue of what affects the public in general, we have to be able to protect the public. We have to try everything we can to protect those people who are innocent victims of bad decisions. If you're unsure or you'd like to know your measles status, you can have a simple blood test to be tested for your immunity.
Dr. Rebecca Shadowin, who is an infectious disease specialist with the Medical Center in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb.